Meeting to order. Chris, would you take the roll, please?
Council President Cardoza?
Here.
Councilmember Jones?
Here.
Councilmember Boobin Vonderhaar?
Here.
Councilmember McPherson?
Here.
Mayor Steer?
Here. And we have Stan Johnson from Cuna Life Church here. Stan, if you would do us the honor of the invocation.
Mayor, Council, let's pray. Lord, we just thank you so much for this day. Again, thank you for our leadership of the city. I just pray for protection over the city. Thank you for our firefighters and our police officers. I ask you to watch over them, guide them. Thank you again for letting us live in a great town. And I pray that you govern every decision that's made in these chambers. And we thank you for that. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you very much for that. And if you join me for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. You may be seated. The first item is a consent agenda, and it has been requested that we amend the consent agenda by striking item 4E.
I move we amend the consent agenda by removing item 4E.
Such.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Consent agenda, then. Is there any items that you wish to have removed for discussion, or
I move we approve the consent agenda as amended.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve the consent agenda as amended. All in favor? Chris, would you poll the council?
Council President Cardoza?
Yes.
Councilmember Jones?
Yes.
Councilmember Boobin Vonderhaar?
Yes.
Councilmember McPherson?
Yes.
That motion carries. Thank you. Community reports and requests. Ada County Sheriff's Office presenting a Chevy Tahoe to the city of Cuna. Justin Dussault, Ada County Sheriff's Office.
Good evening, Mayor, members of council. I'm Justin Dussault. I'm the captain over the Police Services Bureau, for the record. It's an honor for me to stand before you. It's been a while since I've done this. Over the years when I used to do this, I look back on those days and feel very honored and privileged to have been the chief here. When I was the chief, there were a variety of things that I wanted to accomplish, many of which we did. But one thing I wanted to accomplish all along was the ability to give back a little bit. Some of the things that we use in our police department, some of the things that we had that could be put to good use out here in Cuna. And what I'm speaking of specifically is vehicles. So here I am now in a different position, but working with Chief McDaniel, we put together a great plan to approach the Board of County Commissioners and the Ada County Sheriff and the executive staff to figure out a way to return and give the donation of a vehicle to the city of Cuna. So that has been accomplished, and I feel very proud to be able to do that. I hope that you guys will get great use out of this vehicle. A little history on this vehicle, though, I wanted you to understand. It's a 2012 Chevy Tahoe. When the Ada County Sheriff's Office decided to go from the Crown Vic to the Chevy Tahoe, this was the third one that the Sheriff's Office bought. It was the very first Tahoe that we had out here in Cuna. It was the sergeant's vehicle. So for many years, you would see vehicle 390 going down the road. It would say field supervisor on the front of the vehicle. That's the car it was. And it has 79,000 Cuna miles on it. All the miles on that vehicle are right here in this city, and it had a good lifespan. But now, I think it's going to continue to have a great lifespan because it's in very good shape. So I hope that you appreciate the gesture. And with that, I'd like to present the title, the keys, and all the associated paperwork from the Board of County Commissioners to Mayor Steven.
Mayor, would you make sure there's gas in it?
And, you know, Mr. Cardoza mentioned the color and different things. You know, yeah, there's gas in it. It's ready to go. We did take the cage out of it, so you can't use it. And there's no siren in it anymore either. But like you noticed, it's got a spotlight. So somebody's going to have
you took all the fun away.
So, thank you very much, and I hope you enjoy the video.
Thank you.
Justin, thank you so much. I just want to say I know you've been working hard at this for years, so it's I'm very pleased that you were able to get this done, and we really do appreciate it. In fact, you'll notice I didn't hand the keys over to anybody else. So. But thank you again so much.
Thanks.
The next item was a public hearing, and staff requests that this item be tabled to the public hearing scheduled for August 3rd, 2017.
I move we table. I got it. Okay, go ahead.
Is there a reason as to why we're doing this?
There was a posting problem issue.
Okay, thank you.
Didn't meet a timeline correctly.
Due to a missed timeline, I move we table public hearing in consideration to approve 17-05-S preliminary plat for Spring Hill Residential Subdivision until the October 3rd meeting.
Motion is made and seconded to table the public hearing for and schedule for October 3rd. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Item 8A, consideration to approve resolution number R71-2017. Richard Roetz, I don't know if we want to go over this again. I think it's been amended as council had. Oh, wait, I'm sorry, this is a different one. Yes, Richard Roetz.
Good evening, Mayor, Council. For the record, Richard Roetz. As you will recall, on the Safford property some time ago, they annexed into the city and did a lot split. At that time, the findings of fact were that they would install dry lines up to the 10-mile. They would pay the hookup fees, and they would hook up when sewer got within 300 feet. They are now in the process. In fact, today they came in and got their building permit. So we looked long and hard at this to try to figure out when sewer was going to be there, because they were trying to determine if, in fact, they had to hook up and install the dry lines. Bob and I went out there, and Bob met with the engineer for Tim Eck, whose property is to the north, who installed some lines there. And it's a couple of feet deep. If we were to put that cost or expend the cost to install those lines, we probably would have had to tear up a substantial portion of 10 Mile, which would have, to get to that depth, which would have made this cost prohibitive to serve maybe one property, perhaps two at the time. So we entered into some discussions with him on how we want to solve this. So that's what this memorandum of understanding does. It amends the findings, and it also says that they can, if at that time those lines are available, they can then meet with the city engineers to determine feasibility, financial feasibility of hooking up at that particular time if we're going to make them do that. They have to put in a septic system. At this time, they were going to put in, the contemplation at the time was that they were going to, if they didn't have sewer, they were going to put in the septic system and then the dry lines. They are going to meet the city standards for the septic system because it's in that high nitrate priority area. They have received all of their permits from Central District Health for that septic system. So they are expending quite a bit of money. The consideration is if the lines go down there in 5 years, are we going to have them hook up or not? So we'll take a look at that at the time when we meet with the engineer. As you'll recall, even earlier when we amended the sewer ordinance, what we were trying to avoid was having those dead spots where somebody didn't hook up and they put a new system in and we couldn't get past them. Due to the location of this property, it's likely that what would happen is a developer would extend that line past that down perhaps to the creek or beyond, so we wouldn't be facing that situation that we were trying to avoid in the amendment to the sewer ordinance. So I'll stand for any questions.
Question for Richard.
Richard, what is the is 300 feet from any part of the parcel line or
point closest? Yes. So point. If you have a corner, wherever it is that you get closest to that piece of property, it's measured from that point.
And this was only referring to the, because if I recall, there was a northern. I thought there was a northern piece of property, and then a southern piece of property. That and the southern one was the one that was split into two parcels.
Correct.
And it's the southern one that we're talking about.
Correct. Okay.
Thank you.
So they are beyond the 300.
Yeah, yeah.
Further questions?
Thank you.
Mayor, I'm. Oh.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, go for it.
Okay. Mayor, I move that we approve resolution number R71-2017.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve resolution number R71-2017. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? That motion carries. Ordinances, item 9A. This is the third reading and consideration to approve ordinance number 2017-13. This is the one we were talking about, the Greenbelt pathway. And I believe that everything here has been amended as to council's wishes. So we are on the third reading. So if it is, we can have more discussion on this or move right on to approving the ordinance. Or
all right. It looks like everything has changed as we discussed last time, so I move we approve ordinance number 2017-13.
Second.
Motion is made and seconded to approve ordinance 2017-13. Chris, would you poll the council?
Council President Cardoza?
Yes.
Councilmember Jones?
Yes.
Councilmember Bibin Vanderhaar?
Yes.
Councilmember McPherson?
Yes.
I move we approve a summary publication of ordinance 2017-13.
Second.
Motion is made and seconded to approve a summary publication of ordinance 2017-13. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? That motion carries. Item 9B, consideration to approve ordinance number 2017-09A. This is an ordinance of the City Council of Cuna, Idaho, amending ordinance number 2017-09 to add parcel numbers S13424410, owned by Renaissance Farms, LLC, which was inadvertently omitted from the ordinance, that annexed certain real properties into the City of Cuna, Idaho, to wit. And I won't read off all those other parcel numbers. So if the council has any discussion on this, we can do that now.
As I understand, this is just an ordinance to correct a slight error where a portion of a parcel was omitted when a whole bunch of other parcels were listed. So I don't think there's a reason to do three readings on this. So with that, I move we waive three readings of ordinance 2017-09A.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to waive the three readings of ordinance number 2017-09A. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries.
I move we approve ordinance number 2017-09A.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve ordinance number 2017-09A. Chris, would you poll the council?
Council President Cardoza?
Yes.
Councilmember Jones?
Yes.
Councilmember Bubin Vanderhaar?
Yes.
Councilmember McPherson?
Yes.
And I move we approve summary publication of ordinance 2017-09A.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve a summary publication of ordinance 2017-09A. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Consideration to approve ordinance number 2017-15, an ordinance rezoning parcel R50 or 507-000-1940, a portion of the southwest quarter of the southwest quarter of Section 23, Township 2, North Range 1, West Boise Meridian, Idaho, from R6 to C1. Situated within the corporate limits of the City of Cuna, Idaho, Ada County, directing that copies of this ordinance be recorded as provided by law and providing an effective date.
As I understand it, this ordinance regards a parcel of property that both the Planning and Zoning Commission has already approved the rezone, and we have already approved the rezone, so this is just affecting that prior decision. So I move we waive three readings of ordinance number 2017-15.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to waive the three readings of ordinance 2017-15. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries.
I move we approve ordinance 2017-15.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve ordinance number 2017-15. Chris, would you poll the council?
Council President Cardoza?
Yes.
Councilmember Jones?
No.
Councilmember Boobin Vonderhaar?
Yes.
Councilmember McPherson?
Yes.
I move we approve summary publication of ordinance 2017-15.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve a summary publication of ordinance 2017-15. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye, sorry.
All opposed? Motion carries. Item D, consideration to approve ordinance number 2017-16. An ordinance rezoning parcel number R50705018 00 lot 13 of the Cuna Orchard Tracks, as shown in Book 6 of Platts at page 291 records, Ada County, Idaho, and adjoining right-of-way situated in the northwest quarter of the southwest quarter, section 26, Township 2 North, Range 1 West, Boise Meridian, Cuna City, Idaho, from A2R6, situated within the corporate limits of the City of Cuna, Idaho, Ada County, directing that the copies of this ordinance be recorded as provided by law and providing an effective date.
As I understand it, this one again is a rezone that the Planning and Zoning Commission recommended be approved, and then we approved it in September. So I move we waive three readings for ordinance number 2017-16.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to waive the three readings of ordinance number 2017-16. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries.
I move we approve ordinance number 2017-16.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve ordinance 2017-16. Chris, would you poll the council?
Council President Cardoza?
Yes.
Councilmember Jones?
Yes.
Councilmember Boobin Vonderhaar?
Yes.
Councilmember McPherson?
Yes.
That motion carries.
I move we approve a summary publication of ordinance 2017-16.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve a summary publication of ordinance 2017-16. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Consideration to approve ordinance number 2017-17, an ordinance of the City of Cuna, Idaho, annexing a portion of the northeast quarter of the northeast quarter of section 24, Township 2 North, Range 1 West, Boise Meridian, Cuna, Ada County, Idaho, and commonly referred to as Ridley's Family Center Subdivision Number 2, which is owned by CGM Limited Liability Limited Partnership into the Cuna Municipal Irrigation District from the Boise Cuna Irrigation District, changing the respective boundaries and said districts, declaring water rights pertinent thereto and are pooled for delivery purposes, directing that copies of this ordinance be recorded as provided by law and provided an effective date.
All right, this one just looks like we're moving a parcel from the Boise Cuna Irrigation District into the Cuna Irrigation District, which we have decided to do for all similarly situated properties. So I move we waive three readings of ordinance number 2017-17.
Second.
Motion is made and seconded to waive the three readings of ordinance 2017-17. All those in favor say aye.
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 All opposed? Motion carries.
I move we approve ordinance 2017-17.
Second.
Motion is made and seconded to approve ordinance number 2017-17. Chris, would you poll the council?
Council President Cardoza?
Yes.
Councilmember Jones?
Yes.
Councilmember Boobin Vonderhaar?
Yes.
Councilmember McPherson?
Yes.
That motion carries.
I move we approve a summary publication of ordinance 2017-17.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve a summary publication of ordinance number 2017-17. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Consideration to approve ordinance number 2017-18. An ordinance of the City of Kuna, Idaho annexing parcel S131441-7300 and referred to as Ardell Estate Subdivision Number 2, which is owned by DB Development LLC, into the Kuna, turning my page now, Municipal Irrigation District from the Boise-Kuna Irrigation District, changing the respective boundaries of the said districts, declaring water rights appurtenant thereto or pooled for delivery purposes, directing that copies of this ordinance be recorded and provided by law, and providing an effective date.
This is the same as the last one. So I move we waive three readings of ordinance number 2017-18.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to waive the three readings of ordinance 2017-18. All those in favor say aye.
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 All opposed? Motion carried.
I move we approve ordinance 2017-18.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve ordinance number 2017-18. Chris, would you poll the council?
Council President Cardoza?
Yes.
Councilmember Jones?
Yes.
Councilmember Boobin Wanderer?
Yes.
Councilmember McPherson?
Yes.
That motion is approved.
I move we approve summary publication of ordinance 2017-18.
Second.
Motion is made and seconded to approve a summary publication of ordinance 2017-18. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Item G, consideration to approve ordinance number 2017-19. An ordinance of the City of Kuna, Idaho annexing parcel S131133-6210 and referred to as Silver Trail Subdivision Number 3, which is owned by DB Development LLC, into the Kuna Municipal Irrigation District from the Boise-Kuna Irrigation District, changing the respective boundaries of said districts, declaring water rights appurtenant thereto or pooled for delivery purposes, directing that copies of this ordinance be recorded as provided by law, and providing an effective date.
This, again, is the same as the last one. I move we waive three readings of ordinance 2017-19.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to waive the three readings of ordinance 2017-19. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries.
I move we approve ordinance 2017-19.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve ordinance 2017-19. Chris, would you poll the council?
Council President Cardoza?
Yes.
Councilmember Jones?
Yes.
Councilmember Boobin Wanderhaar?
Yes.
Councilmember McPherson?
Yes.
That motion carries.
I move we approve a summary publication of ordinance 2017-19.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve a summary publication of ordinance 2017-19. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Item H, consideration to approve ordinance number 2017-20. An ordinance of the City of Kuna, Idaho, annexing a portion of the northwest quarter of the northeast quarter of Section 25 Township to North Range 1, West Boise, Meridian, Kuna, Ada County, Idaho, and commonly referred to as the Journeys and Subdivision Number 2, which is owned by Black Creek LLT Partnership 2, into the Kuna Municipal Irrigation District from the Boise-Kuna Irrigation District, changing the respective boundaries of said districts, declaring water rights appurtenant thereto, or pooled for delivery purposes, directing that copies of this ordinance be recorded as provided by law, and providing an effective date.
Mayor?
Yes.
Richard, can you just clarify something for me on this map? Is the rest of that development already in the irrigation district? My map's showing only partial of.
Thank you for that question. I needed a drink.
Of water.
If you're looking at the page 5 of 6.
Yeah, 5 of 6 of 9H. Okay, that's what I thought. With being a part of that wording is in the green, I wanted to make sure, because the legend doesn't match. We're good. Thank you. Thank you. That's the answer to my question.
Good. You're welcome to the drink. Yeah, thank you.
Same deal as the last one with the irrigation rates, so I move we waive three readings of Ordinance 2017-20.
Second.
Motion is made and seconded to waive the three readings of Ordinance Number 2017-20. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried.
I move we approve Ordinance 2017-20.
Second.
Motion is made and seconded to approve Ordinance Number 2017-20. Chris, would you poll the council?
Council President Cardoza?
Yes.
Councilmember Jones?
Yes.
Councilmember Boobin Vonderhaar?
Yes.
Councilmember McPherson?
Yes.
That motion carries.
I move we approve a summary publication of Ordinance 2017-20.
Second.
Motion is made and seconded to approve a summary publication of Ordinance 2017-20. All those in favor say aye.
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 All opposed? Motion carries. Item I, consideration to approve Ordinance Number 2017-21, an ordinance of the City of Cuna, Idaho, annexing parcel S131413161-5 and referred to as Arbor Ridge Subdivision Number 4, which is owned by Challenger Development Incorporated, into the Cuna Municipal Irrigation District from the Boise Cuna Irrigation District, changing the respective boundaries of said districts, declaring water rights appurtenant thereto are pooled for delivery purposes, directing that copies of this ordinance be recorded as provided by law, and providing an effective date.
Same deal as the last one, so I move we waive three readings of Ordinance 2017-21.
Second.
Motion is made and seconded to waive the three readings of Ordinance 2017-21. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries.
I move we approve Ordinance 2017-21.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve Ordinance Number 2017-21. Chris, would you poll the council?
Council President Cardoza?
Yes.
Councilmember Jones?
Yes.
Councilmember Boobin Vonderhaar?
Yes.
Councilmember McPherson?
Yes.
That motion carries.
I move we approve summary publication of Ordinance 2017-21.
Second.
Motion is made and seconded to approve a summary publication of Ordinance 2017-21. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Item J, consideration to approve Ordinance Number 2017-22, an ordinance of the City of Cuna, Idaho, annexing a portion of the southwest quarter of the northeast quarter of Section 13, Township 2, North Range 1, West Boise Meridian, Cuna, Ada County, Idaho, and commonly referred to as Greyhawk Subdivision Number 7, which is owned by Greyhawk Land Company, LLC, into the Cuna Municipal Irrigation District from the New York Irrigation District and changing the boundaries thereof, declaring water rights appurtenant thereto are pooled for delivery purposes, directing that copies of this ordinance be recorded as provided by law and providing an effective date.
Again, same deal as the last one, so I move we waive three readings of Ordinance 2017-22.
Second.
Motion is made and seconded to waive the three readings of Ordinance 2017-22. All those in favor say aye.
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 All opposed? Motion carried.
I move we approve Ordinance 2017-22.
Second.
Motion is made and seconded to approve Ordinance Number 2017-22. Chris, would you poll the council?
Council President Cardoza?
Yes.
Councilmember Jones?
Yes.
Councilmember Boobin Vonderhaar?
Yes.
Councilmember McPherson?
Yes.
That motion carries.
I move we approve a summary publication of Ordinance 2017-22.
Second.
Motion is made and seconded to approve a summary publication of Ordinance Number 2017-22. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Mayor Council announcements. Bob, would you want to give us an update on downtown revitalization? Looks like they're moving along. Got some curb and gutter going.
Mayor and Council, everything's going right along downtown. We did run into some rock. Curb went down the day it was scheduled, so we're at this point we're right on schedule. We're submitting the traffic plan to ACHD for phase two, which is the south side right now. As soon as I have more details on what gets approved and what that looks like, we'll go and let all the businesses know what to expect, and hopefully we can get that taken care of and not have much impact on the businesses. As little impact as possible on the businesses on that side. But everything is going good, on schedule, on plan.
Good. Thank you.
Mayor and
yeah.
Swan Falls will be open tomorrow evening, hopefully.
If everything goes well, should be open tomorrow. We did have a few setbacks today. There was an accident on 10 Mile and Avalon that had to pull guys off to go fix a hydrant, got knocked over by a car, shut the water down. So we did have a few setbacks today, but that is our plan to be done by tomorrow afternoon. Thank you.
Can I ask about, it's probably for Bobby, the splash pad, if there's an update on that?
So a couple weeks ago I got an email from them, and one of the components is back ordered until October 12th.
Okay.
So they will be shipping everything as soon as they get that. So we will start that in October.
Cool. Thank you.
Mayor, Bobby?
Yes, Richard.
Can all those benches that were downtown, can they be taken over to the doggy park?
The benches that are downtown were bought for downtown from patrons, sponsors, and basically donations for those. Those were allocated for downtown, though.
The concrete ones?
Oh, the concrete ones?
Yeah, the old ones. I think they would be appropriate for the dog park.
The one concrete one that was in front of the bank was donated to the bank. There was a plaque on it that was donated to the bank. But we did store that for them until they decide what they want to do with it. So we could definitely ask them if maybe that would be a place they want to put it.
What about the one in front of the 4E's? What's going on with it? No, not the 4E's, the bump. Red eye. I just think that they're made of concrete. They would be appropriate for the dog park.
So that one was also stored over on the at the Shoreline shop. We don't know who the owner of that one was. There wasn't any plaque on that one.
But, it was me. I'll donate it.
Perfect.
Yeah. I actually have, I think, 8 or 4 of them ordered for the dog park. They should be in this week. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Mayor.
You're welcome. And then, so tomorrow night we have at the high school the meeting on Envision CUNA. We would like to invite everyone to come to that and be a part of that process. And, one thing I would like to clarify was somewhere I saw a comment that the that we're encouraging the public to comment because their comments will possibly be used in the comprehensive plan, and the idea of the comprehensive plan is for it to be publicly driven. So it's not a matter of their comments being possibly used. Their comments are going to be used unless they're, of course, really out of line. But that's one of the reasons that we went after this to make to rewrite the comprehensive plan, was because it didn't look like there was a lot of public input into the comp plan that we were currently using. So it's very important that people know that their input is very important to this process, and that's actually the whole reason for doing this thing. So.
And it's from 4 to 7, right, at the high school commons?
Yes.
And you can drop in at any point during it, right? You don't have to be there for the whole thing?
Yes, and I will be a special guest at the kids' what do you call it? Kids' activities. So if you want to go to the kids' activities, I'll be there.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can, you know, help me out.
Putting on a show?
Yeah, so just want to make sure that everybody goes to that, whoever can. That's all I can think of right offhand. Yes.
If you can't show up to that, we will be at the high school football game the next day. Doing a lot of the same things, although a little bit compacted compared to what it will be on Wednesday.
Excellent.
Okay. Anybody else have anything?
That's a record short meeting.
So let's go for a drive. Let's do it. All right. Thank you very much. Meeting adjourned.